T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Joining us now is Bob Hamilton. He is a successful entrepreneur, a proud family man, and a strong pro-Trump conservative. Bob, nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me back, John.
Oh, of course. And happy Father's Day to you.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, sir.
I still have a lot of family around.
And I remember when we had you on the show the first time, you told me you had 12 kids. I mentioned your bio there, a proud family man. 12 kids makes you more than just a proud family man, brother. That makes you a legendary family man in my book.
Yeah, I don't think it's any different than anybody else. You know, it's just more.
It's just exactly more. Yeah, the struggles are the same. There's just more of them. So I'm going to use this to segue into my first question, Bob. And I have to ask you, and I'll preface this with saying, you know, politics is war. It's combat. It's not for the faint-hearted, and I get that. I've been through it, trust me. But I've seen the recent television attack ads against you, and they reference family values. They reference pro-life. And when I first saw them, I had the head scratch because, you know, we've talked. I've had a chance to get to know you a little bit at a couple of events. This is a man with a pro-life history, 12 kids. Come on. What do you have to say in response to those questioning the quote-unquote family values of a guy with 12 kids?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I do even have to respond to that kind of nonsense, but it is just political nonsense. I'll just keep it at nonsense. But yeah, I absolutely voted for President Trump. I didn't appreciate him superimposing Hillary's picture on the side of my van. That was ridiculous. Yeah. I can't stand Hillary.
You and me too, brother.
Yeah. You know, I live pro-life. It's been my whole life, obviously. You know, I have 12 kids. So that's a ridiculous assumption. Also, I have 6 boys and I have 6 girls. So I am for separating bathrooms. I'm not. So that was a little over the top. I didn't appreciate the liberal judges thing. Don't know where that came from. I'm for conservative judges. I love the conservative judges that President Trump has been able to appoint. And I want to be there to confirm them and to get them on the bench. What else was on there? It was just a bunch of stuff. It was way over the top and it was ridiculous. And, you know, I guess that's politics.
Bob, as someone who's been involved in politics for well over 2 decades now, I will tell you, you're obviously making an impact or they wouldn't be attacking you. So keep that in mind.
When it first came out, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, you know, I must be making waves. So I got them running scared.
Yeah.
Then I kind of turned mad and then I started saying, well, you know, can I like sue for slander? Because I'm an outsider. I don't know that a political person can actually say anything that he wants to toward another political person. That's wrong.
Pretty much. Well, you remember what Churchill said, you have enemies good that means you've stood up for something in your life. So in that regard, you must be doing something right, Bob. I know you're not going to be here in Wichita for the healthcare debate next. Or you will be here, sorry, for this one. One here coming up Wednesday, I think, is the healthcare debate.
Yeah, I unfortunately I can't make it to that.
That's right.
I have a
daughter because your daughter
is married, and we have a lot of out of town people, and it's just it's just too much. I can't do it.
No,
and
then family first, my friend. Family first.
Absolutely.
Do you think? I wanted to ask then. Do you think, since you're not going to be able to be there for that one or for ours out in Dodge City, do you think Republicans should be taking up health care? I mean, I know Barbara Beaulieu sure wants us to be talking about it, but. Can Republicans finally repeal and replace Obamacare? Do you think that's an issue that we should be campaigning on and focusing on?
I absolutely do. Yes, we need to get rid of Obamacare. We don't need a government-run socialized medicine. That's not what we're here for. I want free market ideas.
You're absolutely right. That is the key, is a free market solutions.
We need transparency in our healthcare field, with the prices that we on the drugs and the procedures that the hospitals are charging. And we just need to know how much those are costing and how much, hospitals are like marking those up 10 times of what Medicare will pay for that same procedure.
Right.
And, I've been able to reduce my healthcare costs in the business that I owned by self-insuring. So there's some ways that you can reduce healthcare costs and teach people how to do that. But let's do it with free market ideas and not with – we don't need government involved. We need less government. We don't need socialized medicine.
Amen to that, brother. We're talking with Bob Hamilton, candidate for U.S. Senate. Bob, I know roughly the federal government rather has spent $3 trillion in taxpayer money on recovery during the COVID-19 pandemic. How would you work in the Senate to get the national economy back on track? And what would you do to work on the federal deficit? That's been a huge issue. I think it's ever growing now. They just tacked on another $3 trillion. Do you have any plans, if you're elected senator, how you'd try and work together to tackle that issue?
Yeah, that was, we needed the CARES Act, but we didn't need all the extra stuff that was put in the CARES Act. The $25 million for a Kennedy Center and $75 million for PBS and Big Bird, and they're giving money to museums that are shut down. What's that about? So,
right.
This isn't a recent thing. We're always overspending and putting all these extra things in our spending, and that needs to stop. We need to balance this budget, and, I'm a businessman, so I know what it's like to create jobs, and that's what I'll do. I've created a job in our area that we've had over 160 people with high-paying jobs and healthcare for all of my employees. And I know the challenges it takes to run a business, to start a business. And I know the fundamentals of running a business. I know that we need less regulations for sure and lower taxes, because that helps businesses to actually hire more people and get more people employed.
Well, I've said before, and I'm a hard believer, that having someone in elected office who signed the front of checks instead of just folks who've signed the backs of checks, like Barbara Beaulieu, is an invaluable resource. Bob, some experts believe, I've heard time and time again, I don't know if there's necessarily some merit to this, about a second wave of the virus this fall, but many are using the threat of that, the possibility of that, to advocate for mail-in balloting, all mail-in balloting. Would you support all mail-in ballot election? Do you believe there are legitimate concerns for mail ballot voter fraud?
I think that's a bunch of scare tactics. I think they'll do anything they can to try to rig and win an election. And yeah, I don't think that there's anything to that. That we have to be careful about a second wave. We don't know what's going to happen, but let's not live in fear. Let's get out there and let's get this economy going again. And that's what we need to do. We need to open this economy up as fast as we can, and we can do it very safely. I've done it in my own business.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, we've opened up, and And none of our employees have gotten COVID, or our customers haven't transferred any of the COVID. And we, you know, we're direct contact with them. You know, we're keeping our distance six feet apart and wiping down our areas. And we're doing all the safety measures to keep the virus from spreading. But we can open up this economy, and we need to as quick as we can.
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues that had results of the coronavirus has been the unemployment. It's hitting record highs. Do you think we reopened too quickly, or do you, I mean, do you think we handled it about right? And along those lines, the president has discussed a second round of Trump tax cuts for the nation to help stimulate the economy. Would you be in support of another round of tax cuts for the country?
Well, it sure helped the first time, so I absolutely would be in favor of that. And I think that we can open up. You know, that I've traveled through Kansas recently since I could, you know, since they opened it up on, when was it, June 1st, I started getting out. And, you know, there's counties in Kansas that they haven't had one case of coronavirus. And there's several counties that have maybe two cases. So why are we shutting all of those down? Let's open up this economy. Let's get Kansas working again.
You're absolutely right in that regard. Bob, thank you again for joining us this evening. Sorry we won't see you next weekend in Dodge City. Family first. I get it. If folks want more information, if they want to donate, volunteer, they can visit bobhamiltonforkansas.com, correct?
That is correct. Thank you very much for that.
Well, you know, I had to do that for you, my friend. I got about a minute left here. I just wanted to ask, how has the response been? Have you been out there talking to folks? And what limited interactions and door knocking you guys can be doing, have you had a good response from people?
Fantastic. It's been a fantastic response, and it's actually quite a bit of fun. I'm glad that I can get out there and meet everybody. I've been to Dodge City and met with the Wild West Republican women, so that was a lot of fun. And I went to Garden City and then Liberal and met with people there, and went up to Colby then, and then over to Hoxie to a feedlot, and then went to Hayes. And then we came home, and then the next time we went to several towns in southeast Kansas. Last week we were in Wichita and Pratt and Arlington and Plevna and Hutchison, and it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed getting out there and meeting the people of Kansas, and I think they're pretty excited about my candidacy, and so I'm getting a lot of support.
Well, best of luck.
That's why I'm getting some attacks too.
I'm sure the two are no doubt related. Best of luck again, my friend. Look forward to having you on the show again soon. All right.
I appreciate it, John, and I'd love to be back. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be joined by Ilan Cyrulovich. You might recognize him from AMC's The Walking Dead, the movie Deepwater Horizon. We'll talk to him coming up in just a moment. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.